Welcome back to the Anime Summit Newscast. It's your favorite host of the most, Sam the Bomb. It's May 1st, 2022. We're in the bitch. We're in the fifth month already. It's almost like we're halfway through the year. I can't believe it. Holy shit. Man, dude. Let's just dive right in. I got some movie news, some video game news. Pretty much your standard newscast today. And yeah, let's just jump into it, dude. Links.anime. Links.animesummit.net. That's where you can find all of the links, where to listen, where to follow. And really thank you guys for listening and supporting every week. My favorite link on that bitch, honestly, is the Discord link. Because we do a bunch of fun stuff in the Discord and hang out and talk and yell at each other and mess around with each other, and it's really fun. Honestly, really think you should join the Discord because it's super fun. That being said, yeah, let's get into it, shall we, dude? Let's start off with this. Final Fantasy 16 producer Naoki Yoshida says the game is near the end of development. Very excited for this Final Fantasy because it's going back to that kind of medieval, you know, older world kind of setting, which I feel like we haven't seen in a long time. You know, a lot of the Final Fantasy games lately, with, you know, aside from 14, obviously, right? Because 14 obviously has that feel. But, you know, like with the story ones, you know, 15, 13, 12. Well, 12 was an Ivalis one. So, like, Ivalis? 12 was an Ivalis one, so that one kind of had, like, a, you know, but that was still kind of, like, you know, they had airships and steampunky and stuff, where this one is, like, straight up, like, knights and magic, and we're going back to the crystals, the story of the crystals and things like that. So I'm very excited for this one. Hell yeah. I say that as someone who still hasn't played, like, you know, 14 or 15, but I don't know. I'm kind of liking the idea of maybe starting or trying out 14. I know Joel and Mario are going to go crazy about that. They're going to be like, oh my god, Sam, play with us. But, you know, we'll see. Disney Dreamlight Valley. This is really cool. This is like, it's like a free-to-play life sim adventure game. You create your own character and design your own world. And you make different spots of your world for different Disney characters to come in and chill and things like that. It's supposed to be really cool. There's, like, the customization is really huge. You know, it's kind of like, it's like Animal Crossing and Sims and all those just great things about Sims games put together, simulation games put together. Except, like, it takes place, like, in the world of Disney. So, I mean, honestly, all I would do is I would just put two houses. One house for me, one house for Goofy. That's it. Everyone else can fuck off. JK. Dude, Xbox and Bethesda games showcase announced for June on June 12th. It will air on June 12th beginning at 10 a.m. Pacific time, at noon Central time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Feature amazing titles from both Xbox Game Studios and Bethesda and our partners around the world. I will keep you updated on when the date gets closer for that, so maybe y'all can, you know, give it a watch and we can talk about it. Elden Ring patch fixes millennia bug and more, dubbed update version 1.04.1. This patch fixes a bug with the Millennia Blight of Miquella boss fight in Elden Ring's endgame that allowed her to heal herself at any time if you were in an online co-op. This was a problem because Millennia is only supposed to self-heal upon damaging you in a vampiric way. That she was able to self-heal at really any time was causing quite the conundrum for players looking to defeat her, who is already arguably the most challenging boss in the entire game. This new patch fixes that, fortunately, and it brings with it a few other fixes as well. Fixed bug in which the effect duration of Cerulean Hidden Tears was revised downward. Fixed bug with Millennia Blade of Miquella in which her HP was not healed correctly in the online multiplayer environment. Fixed a bug that causes some bosses to die at unintended times. Fixed a bug that prevented the boss Elden Beast from working properly under certain circumstances, and fixed some text. So, hell yeah. Did you guys hear about that damn it, I forgot the name of the character now, but a bunch of artists on Twitter are like making fan art of this character. It's this person who plays the game, and their avatar in Elden Ring is like naked with like a pot on their head, and like just like, you know, just like under in just underwear. It's just they're just literally just wearing bottoms and a pot, like a clay pot on their head, and like and the two swords, and apparently they're like the most powerful like character. They're like, and like you can like you can ask them for help for a boss and they'll go and like do it for you. And I'm getting some of that wrong probably, but like I forgot the name of it, but like I saw people posting art of it in our Discord and I was like, what is this? Like, is this like a boss in Elden Ring? And it's like, no, it's like a character that's going, someone like inform me of that, right? Some please, like on Discord, if you're listening to this, someone post me an article or something. I was watching a little quick video game news video on it on my Facebook, and it was hilarious. I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Fucking, like, when you hear about stuff like that on RPG games in real life, it's just really funny. But yeah, someone educate me on that, because that's really funny. Let's put that down there. Sifu is getting free seasonal content updates beginning next week. In the spring, we're getting difficulty options, advanced training outfit selection. In the summer, we're getting advanced scoring, gameplay modifiers, plus new outfits. In the fall, we're getting a replay editor, new modifiers, new outfits. Winter, new game mode, arenas, new modifiers, new outfits. So yeah, I heard this game is really fucking fun. I really want to try and play it. Is it on Steam? Is it on the Steam Buns, dude? If it's on Steam Buns, we gotta play it. Like, I gotta play that. I gotta play that joint, because it looks super fun. But I will be needing a new video card soon, so who knows. Okay, let's move this over. The Drakthir Evoker, the new race and class combination, coming to World of Warcraft when they announced the new expansion, Dragonflight. Yeah, dude, if you're still playing WoW, there you go, dude. It's like dragon homies, dude. Some dragon homies. And turn into a dragon, be a dragon homie. Hell yeah. Earth Defense Force 6 games trailer reveals August 25th launch. Whoops, sorry, that was the trailer. Accidentally hit play. Dude, if you've never played an Earth Defense Force game, they're really fun. It's just like run-and-gun shooter. And the basic premise is you are part of the Earth Defense Force and alien bug aliens. It's basically Starship Troopers, except they come to Earth. And in this sixth game, we're getting like a slew of new fucking monsters and aliens that are like dragons and shit. I don't know, fucking crazy, man. Fucking wild. Let's get into some movie news. The Batman sequel confirmed with Robert Pattinson and Matt Reeves set to return. I just saw that this was on HBO Max, so I gotta give it a watch, but I heard the Batman was really sick. Super Mario Brothers movie delayed. Nintendo of America, sent out a tweet, and it turns out that it was Shigeru Miyamoto who was using it, who sent the tweet. He said, "This is Miyamoto. After consulting with Chris San, my partner at Illumination, on the Super Mario Brothers film, we decided to move the global release to spring 2023, April 28th in Japan, and April 7th in North America. My deepest apologies, but I promise it will be well worth the wait." Yeah, they didn't really say why. They just said, yeah, you know, I talked to the homies, and I talked to, you know, Chris Pratt and whoever, and, which is what I thought he meant. He turns out he means Chris Meledandri, the CEO of Illumination. Yeah, dude, like, it's, you know, I almost kind of forgot about it. But that kind of sucks. You know, I'm actually going to go see Sonic 2 today, so I'm very excited about that. If that Mario movie is anything like the Sonic movies, then hopefully they're better than the Sonic movies, you know? But, like, you know, we'll see. But, you know, we're gonna have a good thing, you know what I mean? Spider-Man screenwriter expects Tobey Maguire's Web Slinger to get a new film. Spider-Man screenwriter David Koepp reveals a fourth solo film featuring Tobey Maguire's iteration of Marvel's Webhead. It will eventually happen. If Tobey Maguire is down for that, then I am down for that. Like, obviously, I don't want people to be doing stuff just because, you know, the fans want it, right? Because then you can kind of tell, it kind of comes out in their acting like they didn't really want to be there, you know what I mean? And I don't know. It would be like, if he's down, then I'm down, you know what I mean? And he seemed down for doing, No Way Home. So that's all well and good, but, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of seems like a lot of people want to be, like, because I had read also that Andrew Garfield is taking a break from acting for a while because of, he did Under the Banner of Heaven, and then that kind of took a lot out of him, I guess, and a lot of people wanted to see a new Amazing Spider-Man film, and who knows? But we'll see. Hunger Games prequel film sets 2023 release date. So if you're a fan of the Hunger Games, which, you know, a lot of people are, this is a prequel that takes place, I think they said it was like, when did they say it was? It's when the one guy Snow, President Snow, it's like when he's young. So, but yeah, it's based on the prequel book, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes or whatever. So it is based on a book. It's not like a movie original thing, but there is a prequel book that came out, and this is like the book or whatever. So, but yeah, it's supposed to be like President Snow when he's younger. He's like 20, 30 something years old or something. Probably how he came up with the games. Coriolanus Snow. Sorry. Long before he became the president of Panem. So yeah. I've always kind of said that the Hunger Games was a ripoff of Battle Royale. And the reason why I said that is because I was always like, the writer had said like, oh, I've never heard of Battle Royale. And I kind of was just like, that's really weird. Kind of seems like you have, and you just don't want to say that you have, you know what I mean? But like, then again, it's a Japanese book and maybe a lot of people haven't. So, you know, I used to be kind of judgy like that, but they probably really haven't, you know, so who knows. But after watching the Hunger Games movies, I actually do like the Hunger Games. I think they're pretty cool. I was being a hater, you know, and then I watched the movies way later. And I really like the first one. Honestly, the first one's really good. And it actually, like, the first two are very Battle Royale-ish, right? But it's actually halfway through two, it turns into something completely different. And then it just becomes like a war movie at that point, you know what I mean? A war story, you know, because it's like you have the resistance and the rebellion and whatever going against the Snow and Panem and then Alma Coin and whatever. But yeah, I don't know. If you've never watched those movies, a lot of people say that the books are better. There's people who say that they're moved. A small group of people who say the movies are better. I personally just like movies because I'm bad at reading. You know, like, I love reading manga, but when it comes to books, I'm just bad at reading. So, I prefer the movies. I think the movies are very cool, and I think Jennifer Lawrence is super, 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 super sick. So, you know, I tried to avoid talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing on here, and I'm still not going to talk about it. I just thought this was kind of interesting because, like, I personally hopped on the Pirates of the Caribbean train super late in like, you know, like I never watched them when they were coming out kind of. I had only watched like, I still haven't seen the fourth and fifth one. I've seen the first three and I didn't watch them until, I think I didn't even watch them until like the fourth one was like coming out or they had announced the fourth one or something. But yeah, like, I actually like those movies, and I was like, man, I'm excited. I gotta watch the fourth one, fifth one now, which I still haven't seen. But they were gonna make a sixth one that was supposed to be, like, the third and final of the second trilogy or whatever of Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And it has come out in the trial that, like, you know, that he's not gonna return to do those movies, because obviously, like, Disney, like, among the allegations, like when the allegations came out, the ones that Amber Heard wrote in her think piece thing, he lost that job, you know, because Disney was like, yeah, no, we gotta, you know. And I think, I didn't watch the clip of it, but I think it was something like Depp said something like, I don't really, he was like, I don't think I blame them, you know, because obviously they want to distance themselves for that stuff. But they still use my character and my likeness, you know, for like selling toys and stuff, and that sucks. Which it does. It really does. Because when you think of Captain Jack Sparrow, you can't really think of him looking any other way than the way Johnny Depp's portrayed him, right? So it's just like, so that's a shame. That's a shame for anyone who's a fan of those pirate movies, which I definitely started becoming a fan of them, you know, kind of late in its tenor. But like, yeah, I love Jack Sparrow, dude. I love Barbossa. I love Barbossa. And I love, I loved the whole like pirate lords thing in the third one. And yeah, then the fourth one was supposed to have Blackbeard in it. It has Blackbeard in it or whatever. And yeah, dude, it sucks. It sucks. That's a shame. So, which sucks because like they each, at the end of each movie, right, there was always like a, at least at the end of this, I think starting with the third one, there was always like an after credit scene, and there was an after credit scene with the fifth one apparently, and that was supposed to like lead into the last one, and now that's not going to happen. So who knows? That's a shame though, and you can't blame him either. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really blame him for not wanting to, you know. So Shazam 2 delayed to avoid competing with Avatar 2. Yeah, dude, I for those of you who don't know, I have HBO Max, and I love HBO Max. It's really sweet. And Shazam is on there, and I'm really behind on all the DC movies. I have not seen barely any of them, okay? And I really want to watch Shazam because he's one of my favorite heroes, and I heard the movie was really good. And so, you know, with Black Adam and Shazam 2 coming out, that's exciting. I just thought this headline was hilarious. Shazam 2 delayed to avoid competing with Avatar 2. It's so funny because Avatar is literally, like, not even that great of a movie. Like, it's when it came. Okay, so Avatar is one of those movies. James Cameron's Avatar, okay, for not to confuse it with, you know, Aang or Korra or anything of that nature. James Cameron's Avatar with the fucking, you know, the tree and the blue people and shit. First of all, that story is not even like, it's a rehash of, Dances with Wolves, Pocahontas kind of thing, you know what I mean? Fucking outsider comes in and saves the indigenous people, okay? Which, there's nothing wrong with that trope, except for the, like, well, actually, there's a lot of wrong with it, but, like, you know, it's just kind of, like, aside from the problematic stuff with it, it's kind of a rehash trope that we've seen over and over again, number one, okay? So, number two, I mean, the design was cool, the science behind it was cool, and, like, the mechs were cool, like, the little exosuits things, those were kind of cool. I liked the action in it. I thought the designs of the everything was pretty decent or whatever. It's just like there could have been a way cooler way to tell a story within this world, and you decided to go with like the Dances with Wolves trope, you know what I mean? It just seemed really weird. I don't know. It's not that, it's one of those movies where like you watch it at first and you're like, wow, that was really cool. And then you watch it again, you're like, okay, yeah, it's still pretty cool. And then after you've watched it a couple more times and maybe, you know, think about it more and more, you realize how bad it actually is, how boring it actually is, you know, and bland. And so I just think it's funny that they're delaying Shazam 2 to avoid competing with Avatar 2. And the problem with that is, like, and I think the reason why is because a lot of people are waiting for Avatar 2. So, like, they just assume that because it's been so long that it's probably going to be, like, you know, a big deal or whatever. So, originally, Avatar was supposed to be, like, it was supposed to be, like, a tetralogy or trilogy of movies. And here we are 15 million years later, and they're still talking about it like it's coming out next year or something, and it's just, they said that 2 years ago, you know, then the pandemic happened, and then I had to go to the bathroom, and yeah, a bunch of hooey. We got a new trailer for Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers reboot, which is funny because, like, this new trailer came out, and it seemed like that was a lot of people's first time seeing it when there was a trailer that came out for it, like 3-4 weeks ago. But yeah, anyway, if you haven't seen the trailer for the Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers movie or reboot, you should go see it. It looks amazing. I'm a big fan of Chip 'n Dale's. Chip 'n Dale's. well, yes, I am a fan of the Chip 'n Dale's. But Chip 'n Dale, I'm a fan of. And it's funny because the Chip 'n Dale's are in Chip 'n Dale in this Chip 'n Dale reboot, which is hilarious. But yeah, dude, I love Chip 'n Dale, man. I love those old cartoon shows on Disney. Tailspin, Chip 'n Dale, Bonkers, all of them. Okay. And so these are my two favorite pieces of news in the movies. We have Blake Lively to adapt Scott Pilgrim creator's graphic novel, Seconds. Blake Lively makes her feature film directorial debut with Seconds, which is an adaptation of the graphic novel by Scott Pilgrim creator Brian Lee O'Malley. If you've never read Seconds, it's so good. It's so good. It's one of those, I don't know how you call it. When it's just like, you don't really call it a one-shot, do you? I don't know if you call it a one-shot. But, like, it's a graphic novel. It's just one book. It's just one thick book. And it's about this girl who starts a restaurant, who's trying to open a restaurant. She works at a restaurant called Seconds, which is the first restaurant she opens, and she's trying to open another one. And then she kind of messes with this thing that makes it so she can, like, go to different timelines. Like, what if? She can go to different what-if scenarios in her life or whatever. And it's really good. You should just read it. I totally forgot. I haven't fucking read it in forever. I know the main character's name is, like, the main character's name is, like, Katie or Caitlin or something. And then, like, I have the book. I fucking have it. It's so good. I have to reread it. I'm going to reread it because I'm sounding like a fake fan right now. But no, seriously. It's really good. It's like this little mushroom that she has that she finds in her room. And it's like a do-over spell or a do-over thing. And she can, like, visit different like, what-if scenarios. If, like, oh, what if I never opened Seconds? What if I didn't get together with this guy and all this other stuff? And it's really cool, dude. It's super cool. And the last bit of non-anime news, some movie news. No, Margot Robbie's Barbie movie doesn't use Aqua's Barbie Girl song. Yeah, dude, so we got, like, a little picture of, like, a little preview, like, poster of the new Barbie movie and Margot Robbie as Barbie. And, of course, everyone's saying, like, everyone's on Twitter going, like, oh, man. If the song Barbie Girl isn't in this movie, then I'm not going to watch it. Well, it's not going to be. And you know what? I was reading this article and I had learned this. I thought this was really crazy. I did not know this. But apparently, Ulrich Moller-Jorgensen, the manager of Aqua's lead vocalist, Lena Nystrom, who portrayed Barbie in the band's Barbie Girl music video, confirmed the news through remarks made to Variety magazine. The song will not be used in the movie, Jorgensen plainly stated. Without further elaboration, which apparently they didn't need to elaborate because it was not a secret at all that the toy maker Mattel filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against Aqua's record label MCA in response to the 1997 breakout success of the Europop song. Mattel claimed that the suggested material in both the song and music video and lyrics damaged Barbie's brand as a children's toy. Mattel specifically objected to the lyrics such as Kiss Me Here, Touch Me There, and a scene in the music video in which Barbie's boyfriend Ken dismembers her plastic arm. He doesn't dismember. Okay, anyway. But yeah, I get it. You know, like, it was supposed to be a children's toy, and then you have these lyrics that are like, hey, yo, Barbie, let's go party, and then she's all like, take my clothes off over here, over there. I'm going to get naked. We're going to do the naked, you know, we're going to get tender or whatever. But, like, you know, Barbie Girl since then has evolved into this almost kind of meme status, you know what I mean? It's almost kind of weird. It's such an iconic song of the 90s of our time. And it just almost seems weird not to put it in the movie, you know what I mean? And I don't know. It would be great for all the parties involved. The fans want it. It would be redemption for Aqua, you know, because then they can get paid for something that everyone is memeing about at this point, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Seems weird. Anyway, that's it for the non-anime news. Let's jump into the anime news, shall we? And yeah, like, I don't have a ton of anime news, you know, so I don't know, and I don't know what it was, it just, maybe it was just slow. I know I might be missing some things, but let's go ahead and get into it. Minori Kato's Animal Crossing New Horizons Nanbiri Shima Diary manga ends. The June issue of Shogakukan's Chao magazine published the final chapter on Monday of Minori Kato's Atsumare Dobutsu no Mori Nonbiri Shima Dayori, Animal Crossing New Horizons Carefree Island news manga. It debuted in December 2019, and it's going to be ending, holy crap, 2 years some later. That's crazy. But yeah, let's see. Bandai Spirits to build new hobby center factory. Bandai Namco Holdings toy and hobby subsidiary Bandai Spirits announced plans on Thursday to build a new Bandai hobby center factory, with the company planning to acquire 4,506 Subo, which is approximately 14,895 square meters of land, and a planned production launch in 2024. They're planning to prioritize workplace safety in the new factory. So more Gundam, more Gunpla. I hope that if the more Gunpla's kind of blown up lately, I feel like, you know, since the pandemic started, you know, people started getting into model building. I really hope that we start coming up with solutions to recycle runners and things like that, because when I got back into the hobby, I was kind of just like putting them in my recycling bin or whatever, like in bags. And I don't think that is the proper way to do it. Like, because in Japan, they have like those Gunpla center recycling bins that you can go to that are in front of like hobby stores and in front of the Gundam factories and shit. And if we could get some of those, like if hobby stores or toy stores like each had those, that would be great. I would love that. You know, we should get like, I don't know, but like it's what's cool about those recycling bin things is, you know, the Bandai just takes them and they just melt the plastic again and reuse them. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I really hope that we come up with some kind of solution for that, because it makes me not want to build. You know, it makes me think about, like, you know, which is funny because, like, a couple weekends ago, I just built, like, a bunch of shit. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Sailor Moon 30th Anniversary Museum unveils Naoko Takeuchi's key visual. And the great thing about this is also, Sailor Moon manga's final arc gets two Sailor Moon Cosmos films in early summer 2023. Sailor Moon Cosmos, very cool. That is, when does this, 2023 summer. So not till next summer, but very cool. Sailor Cosmos the movie, very excited. I have not watched any of the new Sailor Moon-ish stuff, so I wouldn't know what it's about going into it, you know, but I really want to rewatch the original. Danny and me were kind of talking about, she was like, dude, we should watch Saint Seiya and watch Sailor Moon. I'm like, dude, you know, well, not that she needs to watch Sailor Moon, because she's probably rewatched it 15 times already, but like the last time I watched Sailor Moon all the way through again, which, like, by all the way through I mean like with like what I have, because I don't think I've seen any of the stuff that wasn't originally released in America. I have not seen, so like I've seen some of it, but yeah, dude, I gotta rewatch it like straight up, like how it's tended to be watched, because damn. Golden Kamuy's Satoru Noda relaunches Supina Marada ice hockey manga. It's cool because, like, we were always talking about, like, how there isn't any hockey shit, and then they came out with that orange one or whatever with the idol girls or whatever. I forgot what the name of it already was because it sucked. But, yeah, there's this actual hockey one where they actually play hockey, and it's by the guy who does Golden Kamuy, so that's really cool. Gainax co-founder Evangelion creator Hideki Anno receives Japan's medal with purple ribbon. The government announced on Thursday that director Hideki Anno is receiving the 2022 medal with purple ribbon. The medal is awarded to individuals who have contributed to academic and artistic developments, improvements, and accomplishments. Very cool. Very cool. He deserves it. Sweetness and Lightning creator Guido Amagakure's A Galaxy Next Door gets TV anime in 2023. The new sweet and wild romantic comedy from the creator and hit manga about food and family, Sweetness and Lightning, a desperate manga artist called on to support his two young siblings, meets a new art student, new art assistant, but her arrival isn't just a small step, it's a giant leap. Since his parents died, manga artist Ichiro has barely scraped by, forced to support his two younger siblings on just a middle school education. He doesn't even have time to learn how to use a computer, which forces him to keep wrestling with pen and paper when his art assistants quit to strike out on their own. On top of juggling deadlines, family, and constant fear of losing his job, Ichiro feels close to a total breakdown, but then a new assistant pops into Ichiro's life, and his prospects immediately start to brighten. She's an incredible artist, she always finishes on time, and she's beautiful to boot, but she always seems to know an awful lot about him, and soon, she makes a confession that bends Ichiro's mind beyond the confines of Earth. Dude, that's crazy. I like the character design of her. She looks really cute. She's got, like, a long black dress, has, like, a black parasol, you know? Very cute. Anti-Hero Generations one-shot anime debuts on May 2nd. This looks fucking cool, man. The manga is set in Japan, where attacks from giant kaiju are a normal fact of everyday life. The Mikage Manufacturing Company employs heroes who protect Japan from attacks. The story's protagonist is Kaneko, who is a diehard hero fan seeking employment in Mikage. However, she finds out that Mikage has been artificially making kaiju and sending them out against heroes in a rigged system. Oh, shit! But yeah, I'm excited for that. That looks dope. One-shot anime. That's pretty sweet. But yeah, dude, is this based on a mango chutney? Oh, Anti-Hero Generations 1 plots first new generation YouTube manga award last year, which earned the manga the anime adaptation. Oh, that's right. Okay, we talked about this, didn't we? I think we did. Uehara also received 1 million yen, which is $9,500, as a cash prize, as well as plot goods. Plot accepted submissions for its new generation YouTube manga award from August 26th to November 15th in 2020, and it accepted not just manga and storyboards, but also scripts and videos. It will accept entries for its second new generation YouTube manga award this year. Hell yeah, dude. Let's fucking go. That's exciting. Studio Colorado signs multi-year with Netflix for 3 anime films. God knows they can use it since they've been fucking up everyone's shit. Bunch of bitches. Studio Colorado and Netflix announced a multi-year movie co-production deal for 3 new feature-length films on Wednesday. The second of 3 films is a new film by Tomotaka Shibayama, A Whisker Away. Debuted in 2024 exclusively on Netflix, Colorado did not reveal the title of the film, but unveiled an image board for it. Hey man, I love Studio Colorado, man. Colorado's goated, honestly. Colorado is super sick. Love Colorado. Retro Crush adds Digimon Adventure Tri, Toku Shoutsu content, Midnight Pulp, and adds Godzilla films. Retro Crush is streaming the following Digimon Adventure Tri films, which is the first 5. Because there's 6 of them in total. But yeah, the first 5 are streaming right now. Reunion, Determination, Confession, Loss, and Coexistence. Digimon Adventure Tri Future will stream on the service within the next 2 weeks. Retro Crush's Toku Shoutsu content is only available on the iTunes, Google Play, Apple TV, Android TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and Xbox applications. Midnight Pulp added the following Godzilla titles. Godzilla, the uncut Japanese original, Gojira. The original Godzilla, okay? Mothra vs. Godzilla, Godzilla vs. Ghidorah, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, and Godzilla vs. Megalon. If you've never seen the Megalon one, dude, Megalon is really good. Godzilla vs. Megalon is super dope. But yeah, dude. Legend of Mana Teardrop Crystal anime reveals promo video cast, visual cast, and staff. This looks really cool, man. I'm excited for this. I have to do more research on this because I don't know if this is based on which game this is based on. I think we talked about it the last time we talked about this. Graphanica and Yokohama Animation Lab will produce the anime. The two studios previously collaborated to produce the opening cinematic movie for the remastered version of the Legend of Mana game. Legend of Mana, Seiken Densetsu Legend of Mana is the fourth game in Square's Seiken Densetsu series. Oh, so it's going to be... Okay, I get it. Okay. Very cool. I'm excited for this. I'm excited. I've never played the Legend of Mana, but the Mana games are super fun if you've never played them. So hell yeah. Drifting Home anime film's second teaser video reveals September 16th debut on Buttflix, Studio Colorado. So this is probably one of the ones that we talked about. Second teaser for his new full-length film, Drifting Home. The adventure fantasy as summer ends anime centers on Kosuke and his childhood friend, Natsume. The two recently entered sixth grade and are entering an awkward phase. In their friendship and have started avoiding one another. One day during summer vacation, they visit an apartment building that is about to be demolished where the two of them used to live. Suddenly, Kosuke, Natsume, and their friends get wrapped up in a strange phenomenon and the home building is surrounded by an ocean. The group of friends must try to find their way home from the drifting building. Yeah, very cool, dude. Very cool. Square Enix unveils $11,570 Final Fantasy VI statue. Yeah, dude, $11,570. 11,570.00 or .xx rather. It is a 1/6 scale figure. They're only making 600 of them, with 150 of them in Japan, and the other 450 everywhere else. It's a lot. it's a lot. But so basically, what the statue is a statue based on the artwork for Final Fantasy VI, the Japanese box art and the logo art for Final Fantasy VI. As you know, is done by Yoshitaka Amano. It's basically Terra on a Magitek armor, on top of the corner of a building. The details on this thing are fucking wild. I am sure it is every bit worth the $11,000. At the same time, that is a bit much. That is crazy. That being said, this is now a petition to start a GoFundMe for me. To help me buy this statue so I can have it for my collection. JK, but not JK. Toei Animation establishes animator training program. Program starts in April 2023, so next year. Announced on Wednesday that it is establishing Toei Animation Sakuga Academy, an animator training program. In April 2023, it is a one-year short-term and intensive practical animator training program in which experienced animators guide up-and-coming trainees. Following the training and examination, successful students will be hired as contract workers for Toei. Recruitment is open. Atsutoshi Umezawa is the program director. Lectures from Toei Animation and Studio Live include Takeo Ide, Hiroshi Kojina, Nishiki Itaoka, Mai Ishii, Mayuka Nakano, and... Oh, nope, that's it. Sorry, I thought there was another name. But yeah, dude, very cool. Studio Colorado is celebrating its 10th anniversary this month, and the studio released a 10th anniversary video and will stream a selection of its titles on YouTube, premiering on May 6th and 7th. The studio's 10th anniversary website lists the following streaming lineup: Hinata no Aoshigure, Shashinken, Bubu and Buburina, Penguin Highway, Burn the Witch, Susume and Carolina, and A Whisker Away. So yeah, dude. Very cool. I will be sure to remind you when it's closer to the... Oh, no. Actually, no. It is closer to the day. That's literally this weekend. So, Friday and Saturday. This coming Friday and Saturday. So, get cracking. May 6th and 7th. Crayon Shin-Chan celebrates 30 years of films with Tokyo Tower events. So, this is a Japan-only thing. but I'm sure we'll get Shin-Chan news when it happens. But yeah, Tokyo Tower, they're having a little celebration for 30 years of Shin-Chan movies. So pretty sweet. The Ice Blade Sorcerer Shall Rule the World novel series gets TV anime in January 2023. The Arnold Academy of Magic is a school for the elite, and Ray White is just your ordinary guy. In fact, he's not particularly skilled in magic at all, and is a bit of a klutz, which is why he has nothing to do with the rumor that one of the great magicians, the Ice Blade Sorcerer, is a member of the incoming class, right? The artwork looks a little... I don't know if I like the art style of the characters. It looks a little weird. It kind of reminds me of, like, old-school Baki. Their eyes are kind of, you know, kind of going a different way there. But anyway. Shoot! Golf to the Future Soccer Anime reveals opening theme. 9 more cast members. This is a soccer anime with a bunch of hot guys playing soccer. And then, of course, you have the hot coach guy. Or owner. I think he's the owner of the team or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. He's hot. Doesn't matter. Atsushi Kamiya, a former captain at Kakagawa High School and the world-renowned courageous captain for our famous Italian soccer team. And Hidetto Tsuji, a student at Kakagawa High School, seems uninterested in the now weakened soccer team. Their meeting is the start of a new legend. And, yeah. More soccer anime. I guess soccer anime is a big thing now. That's all I got. So, hope you guys enjoyed that newscast. Let me know if I missed anything or if there's anything you want me to report on. Let me know, and I will cover it. I will be always be sure to cover it and check with you guys if I missed anything or you want me to cover a certain something or other. That being said, I love you guys very much. Thanks for listening every week. I've been Sam, and this has been the Anime Summit Newscast.